This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Friday, February 5th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. This Saturday, and if you're listening the day this drops, tomorrow, some of your GPS systems could start partying like it's 1999, except for real. It's a scenario reminiscent of the panic that preceded the Y2K bug in late 1999. Older computer systems that rely on the 24 Global Positioning System, or GPS satellites, constantly orbiting the Earth, could suddenly go 20 years out of date at 7:59 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, so just before 5 p.m. Pacific time. Theoretically, that could cause not only some consumer navigation systems, but also some critical infrastructure systems in communications, transportation, the power grid, and the like to start spewing gibberish. That's because GPS satellites tally the march of time by weeks, and because the way the system was designed when it went online back in 1980, it has enough storage space to remember only 1,024 weeks. And when it hits that limit, which will happen Saturday night, the counters reset to zero. Now, the likelihood of real-world problems is low, according to the Air Force, which runs the satellites, and the Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA. They've been warning utilities, financial systems, airlines, and nav system manufacturers, among others, about the rollover for more than 2 years now. The Air Force and CISA said the limit is well known and has been widely planned for, and that devices and systems made in the last 10 years should already have been coded to account for the rollover. Now, moreover, things mostly ran smoothly the first time the satellites rolled over back in August 1999, but CISA noted that there are far more GPS systems in use today than there were back then, about 4 billion, roughly equivalent to one for every other person on the planet. And because a nanosecond error in GPS time can equate to 1 foot of position error, no one should take anything for granted. Now, indeed, in recent tests of some GPS devices, not all manufacturers are set up to correctly handle that rollover. So pay attention on Saturday around 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, if you're relying on your GPS, because it may be a little bit off. But is it going to be that big a deal? Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. We're probably going to be seeing a lot of these reports on local media, if you haven't already. Your local TV station with tease lines like, is your GPS going to work? Why your GPS could guide you down the wrong road? Let's not go into a panic. Because, as we pointed out, you're probably relying on your phone and for your GPS. Some people use the old-timey GPS, as I still have one, but I don't ever use it. But if you're relying on your phone, the likelihood that it's going to be a huge problem is very, very small. Now, you need to be aware, so if suddenly something seems off, trust your instincts and maybe it's a little bit off. Now, I'm not suggesting if you're planning a trip that you go to MapQuest and print out your directions, although maybe you should, but at least have an idea of where you're going so that you're not completely flying blind. The one thing I would probably avoid, and I avoid this a lot anyway, is Uber. Because if you got the Uber driver rolling around there and they don't know where they're going, you could end up with a really expensive Uber ride. Just saying. Anyway, the big message from this is it's happening. Be aware that it's happening, but there's no need to panic. I mean, if it makes you feel better, go buy some more milk and bread at the store and stock up for the apocalypse. But don't fall for the hype. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted, the window's locked, I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say, can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you, can you hear me through the glass? Some useful information. keyhole. Hey mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so? Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some music.